Last week, the Office of the Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, met with members of the Cape Animal Welfare Forum, or CAWF, to address the issue of dogfighting. It was agreed that a follow-up meeting should be held with stakeholders, including law enforcement, CAWF, the Department of Community Safety and Social Development, to establish a task team that can immediately respond to cases. Representatives in attendance included the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, Animal Welfare Society South Africa, and the Department of Social Development. During the meeting, it was resolved that stronger links should be formed between local officers of DSD and CAWF, where there are reports of young people who are involved with dogfighting. CAWF further expressed the need for a targeted communication strategy to create awareness of dogfighting. Minister Fritz said, "I look forward to meeting with CAWF and other stakeholders to establish a task team to respond to reports of dogfighting. I have previously condemned the prevalence of dogfighting in Oceanview and the Cape Flats communities and reiterated that the blood sport is both criminal and cruel. It was reported that there are an increasing number of school-aged children participating in dogfights. Where dogs lose, they are destroyed by the child." Minister Fritz said, "Dogfighting is often linked to other forms of illicit or criminal behavior, such as illegal gambling and trade of illicit substances. It is of great concern that young people are being drawn into dogfighting as they are seemingly being diverted into a life of criminality." In a study by the University of Tennessee in 2008, Hensley, Talishet, and Dutchkiewicz conducted a survey based on the input of 180 inmates at a medium and maximum security prison. It was found that repeated acts of animal cruelty during childhood was a predictive indicator of later repeated violent acts towards humans, showing a positive correlation between the two variables. Minister Fritz said, "It is necessary that we address violence in all forms. The Western Cape Safety Plan aims to halve the murder rate over the next 10 years. A significant metric of violence is murders committed. Therefore, it is essential that we address all forms of violence to ensure that we achieve this goal."